You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spend less time staying in the know about all things gaming and more time actually watching and playing what you want with the IGN Daily Update podcast. All you need is a few minutes to hear the latest from IGN on the world of video games, movies, and television with news, previews, and reviews. So listen and subscribe to the IGN Daily Update wherever you get your podcasts. That's the IGN Daily Update wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
The cream of the crop!
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil, and we are coming to you live from an SUV, driving from Boston to Chicago on our way back from Geek Bowl. Shout out to Dan Lundberg. When I told him the idea, he said, well, if you guys can pull it off, I'd like to hear it. And well, here you go, Dan. It's coming to you right now. Just a quick disclaimer early on in the show. Ken is driving, but he will not participate in the game because we want him to focus 100% on the road. So he has taken himself out of the game in any capacity. So he's driving. So thank you to Ken. He's our Ryan Gosling for the day. Making sure we get from bank heist to bank heist. I'm joined here in the front seat. I'm looking at the back of his head. That is Jeff, one of our co-hosts. How's it going, Jeff?
Oh, good. How are you doing, Neil?
I'm doing pretty good. And a very, very special guest coming to us from the SS Minnow in the middle of the ocean is Matt Arts. How's it going, Matt?
Yeah, it's going good. I was going to say Ken's actually more the Dan Aykroyd, making both of you the Miss Daisy of the podcast.
Oh, yes. Well, Ken does have a nice beard and has a low voice like Morgan Freeman. So Matt, we know you weren't with us at Geek Bowl. You were missed. A lot of people asked about you. But I will say that the most pressing question that we received over and over again is, how tall are you?
Yeah, well, and that comes into play while I wasn't there. I was actually at the NBA All-Star Weekend as an alternate for Kevin Hart for Donovan Mitchell to dunk over. He decided I was too tall, so he went with Kevin Hart. Clearly, I'm 7 feet tall. You can't teach that. We've gone over that.
We have gone over that. Big Cass understands. He understands. So, yeah, what we're going to do today is just like a normal game, but we're going to do it in a car. Just to give you guys a little context, we just left a rest stop, I believe, in Seneca, New York, if that's a place. I think we're near Buffalo. I see some trees, some farmhouses. I think Rich Flagel just flew by on a broomstick. Yeah, we're going the speed limit. The person next to us kind of flicked us off, but I think that was just a gesture from New York. So thank you. I'm going to wave back. But yeah, if you guys are ready, we're basically going to do our same game. It's going to be two rounds of 10 questions each. Worth 10 points apiece. Then we're going to have a swing round designed by me today, which would be a fun one. And then we're going to do our final round, which is 5 categorized questions where Matt and Jeff will be able to wager any and all of the points that they have accrued. And on today's edition of Road Trip Triviality, we will find out who is the cream of the crop.
The cream of the crop. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The cream of the crop.
And thank you to that clip. That was Scott Barber, who you just heard on our previous episode, our live episode, and we're going to talk to Scott about being the official Macho Man voice of Triviality. And but as long as he's oiled up and he grows the long beard and eats a lot of beef jerky, so all right. Well, if you guys are ready, I think we should just get started. We're going to do with question one here. Kind of excited about this one. Stop right now. The Spice Girls just signed contracts for a reunion tour, and I'm excited. Speaking of the Spice Girls, their fandom surprisingly came from just 2 chart-topping albums where the full group was together. They released a third album called Forever in 2000, but one of the girls was missing. Who was it? 5 points for the Spice, 5 points for her name.
Okay, I'm locked in.
All right, Matt is locked in. Jeff, how well do you know the Spice Girls?
Not that well, apparently. I was kind of excited. I mean, there was a lot of stuff there that I was going to go on. You said stop right now. I was like, oh, perfect, Spice Girls. And then you mentioned the two albums, which are Spice and Spice World, which I was hoping I might be able to get a question on that.
So you do know quite a bit about the Spice Girls.
I mean, I might know a few things.
And you are wearing a Union Jack t-shirt on our road trip today, so I guess I should have known.
I mean, I'm not going to show you my Mel B tattoo, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I was blessed to have a sister who's 7 years younger, which puts her right in the Spice Girls wheelhouse. So I watched the Spice World movie several times. Very familiar with this.
I unabashedly watched that movie despite not having a sister who was interested in the Spice Girls.
I had a cousin, Stephanie, who would always watch the movie with me, but I would prefer to watch the movie and ask her to watch it instead of being asked. So
great movie.
We're all in agreement here. Everyone loves the Spice Girls.
I believe I'm locked in.
All right, so Jeff and Matt are locked in. Matt was pretty quick on the draw there, so let's start with Matt.
Yeah, I believe it's Ginger Jerry Holloway.
Okay. Let's go to Jeff.
I too said Ginger, but I said Jerry Halliwell.
All right. Well, one of you is getting full points, and one of you is getting half points. Jeff had the last name correct. It was Halliwell, not Holloway. So Jeff will be getting 10 points, and Matt will be getting 5.
I was in the ballpark. I'm not too mad about that.
All right. So we're going to go to question 2 here. Oh, look at that. We just passed the Alamo in San Antonio. That was really cool. I thought we were going to stop over, guys. All right, number 2. If I put on a red Yankees hat and was rocking out to Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water, what band would be on my speakers?
Do you also have a wallet chain?
I do have a wallet chain.
Okay, so the thing that really disappoints me is I felt there was a wallet chain joke coming, and I could not for the life of you tell you what band this is. Well, you have to imagine, I'm running on 4 hours sleep every night for this whole week. I've got nothing. I'm going to tap out.
Okay, so Jeff is tapping on this question. Let's go to Matt.
Yeah, in hopes that you guys keep rolling on your way back. It's Limp Bizkit.
It is Limp Bizkit, so that's 10 points to Matt there.
Famously did the Undertaker's theme when he was the American Badass.
Ooh.
Maybe that was Kid Rock.
Ooh,
I think he did one of Undertaker's themes at some point.
All right, now question 3 is going to be the first of 2 road trip-themed trivia questions since we're on a road trip. So this one is a literature-based question, just like the other one is going to be. So your question is, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert Persig follows the author and his son on a motorcycle road trip. If they had a GPS, what states would be their start point and end point? So I'm looking for what state did they leave and what state did they travel to.
You have no clues on that?
No clues on that. It's a pretty famous book. I can give you some clues.
I know it's a famous book. I read it in 2005.
I don't know anything about it, but I have a guess in.
Okay.
I feel like they're in California, but I can't tell if they leave there or they end up there. They might road trip up the West Coast. I'm trying to remember. All right, I'm going to lock in with an answer.
All right, so let's start with Matt.
Yeah, my guess is that it's following the famous road trip Route 66, and I went from Illinois to California.
And Jeff?
My impression when I read the book, and mind you, like I said, it's been a long time. I did really enjoy it, but I was more interested in the philosophical themes than I was the geographic ones. I feel like they maybe went up the West Coast, so I'll say California to Washington.
Well, you both got California right, but the road trip actually started in Minnesota.
Oh,
Minnesota.
I was close then.
You were close. It was Minnesota to California. One of the things that we wanted to do with this game that was undisclosed before, but we'll just tell it now. There's a bet between Matt and Jeff of how long Jeff can go on this road trip without stopping to go to the bathroom. So Jeff is already on 7 hours. He's like a Zen master. Ken, on the other hand, is on 12 hours, so I don't think anyone's going to reach him today. All right, question 4. This question, although not an official listener-submitted question, comes from my girlfriend Colleen, who crushed the How I Met Your Mother quiz the other day that we went to. So she wanted to give me a How I Met Your Mother road trip question. On How I Met Your Mother, Marshall and Ted take a road trip from New York to Gazzola's Pizza, their favorite pizza place, which is in what city?
I was hoping this was going to be a Proclaimers question.
just going to look at Ken here, just see if he gives me a nod if the roads are smooth or not smooth. All right, he says they're smooth, so congrats, New York State. Well done. Well done.
All right, and I am locked in.
I'll take a guess.
Okay, so Jeff, where's your mind at on this one?
Well, I know Marshall is from Minnesota, famously. I say he's a huge Vikings fan. I just guessed Minneapolis.
Okay, Minneapolis. And Matt?
Yeah, I know. I think Ted is from Cleveland because they always made jokes about him being a Browns fan and how terrible that was. So I was initially thinking Cincinnati, but then I think it comes down to it's in Chicago. So I said Chicago.
Yep, and it is Chicago. It's where we're going. It's the same road trip. So we're going to stop at a fictional pizza place as well and probably get kicked out of a nice family establishment. And speaking of pizza, Jeff and I would like to give a shout-out to Pinocchio's Pizza on the Harvard campus. Ken, Jeff, and I all had a slice of pizza there and learned that that's where Mark Zuckerberg worked on Facebook. So we figured if we eat some of this pizza, it'll rub off on us, and we'll create a multi-billion-dollar podcast empire, apparently. So shout-out to Pinocchio's and to the guy puking outside. All right. Now, it's going to be our first question five here from our listener, David Wilkinson. And David sent in a movie question. He didn't know it was coming to me, but I thought it was a great question. Only because Ken is going to get a nice reference in here that I don't think the other guys are going to understand, but I will explain that later. So question number five. In what classic 80s movie is the main character given the incredible downhill skiing advice, go that way, really fast. If something gets in your way, turn.
Trying to think of any 80s movies with skiing in it, and I'm coming up not much right now. Jeff, you having as hard a time as I am?
I am. I feel like I can get it, though, which is the thing that really bothers me.
Oh, look, there's a Tim Hortons here on the service area. Any of you guys have Tim Hortons before? Canadian?
I have.
Okay.
I'm not going to think any harder. As soon as you say it, I'll probably feel really stupid. But
okay. I have an answer because I don't care anymore.
Okay. All right. So Matt is locked in.
That's basically where I'm at.
Okay. All right. So it looks like both of you guys are probably going to be giving guesses. So Jeff, what is your guess?
So I don't think it's in the 80s. I don't think it's very funny, but I said Vertical Limit.
Vertical Limit. Okay. Nice nice reference. And Matt?
The only 80s movie with snow I could even think of right now is Rocky IV. So I said Rocky IV.
Ooh, Hearts on Fire. Great training montage. If you listen to Best of the Best podcast, you know that we had Diane Franklin on the show, who was in a movie with John Cusack called Better Off Dead. Mm. And Ken is nodding a ton, and he's not headbanging. He's just going, that is the answer. And he pointed at Jeff, like Macho Man points to President Jack Tunney. Okay. So thank you, David, for that question. We appreciate it. And if you guys haven't seen Better Off Dead, it's a great, fun little weird movie. So I think you'll enjoy it. Our next question is going to be a little bit of history geography. So Jeff, I think, is going to be pretty excited. If I wanted to see the most pyramids in one location as possible, I would go to this African nation who have over 200, twice as much as Egypt.
I'm suddenly less excited. Where else did they build pyramids? I mean, outside of like Central America.
Yeah, I initially started going into South America, and then that's not right.
All right, I'm locked in with a guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
All right, let's start with Matt.
Yeah, in honor of Black Panther coming out yesterday, I said Wakanda.
Nice.
Wakanda? Nice.
I know it's in a country.
Okay, and Jeff?
So I went just a little further south. I think they continue building pyramids down the Nile. Pretty large country. I guess Sudan.
It is Sudan.
Mm.
It is Sudan. So points for Jeff. Yeah, there was an article. They unearthed a ton of pyramids that they didn't know were previously there. Really fascinating. So definitely just Google pyramids Sudan and you'll find it.
Yeah, much safer to Google it than to go there.
Yes. Matt, can you do a score update for us as I have a lot of stuff on my lap in the back seat here.
All right. So, yeah, after question six, the score is Jeff with 20 and me with 25.
Okay. So pretty tight game, 20 to 25. Question seven here. I want you guys to pretend that you are job recruiters and an artist's resume lands on your desk. The resume includes highlights named The Crimson Beach, Falling Water, Grey Cliff, and Taliesin. Who is applying for a job?
Man, if this game shows anything, it's that I know what I know and I don't know what I don't.
When you first said includes highlights, I thought you were talking about Highlights magazine. Yeah.
Oh, the favorite magazine of all dental offices.
I was like, oh, I don't know that one. Taliesin.
Ken, we're approaching a toll booth in 1 mile, so make sure we've got our toll set.
Make sure to stiff the toll worker and give him the bird.
Wyoming is really beautiful right now.
I actually think I know this one and I'm locked in.
Okay, Matt has locked in.
I'm out. I wish I had a good guess or even a joke. But I don't, so we'll leave it at that.
Okay, so Matt has an answer. Jeff does not. So Matt, let's hear your answer.
Yeah, so I think I actually took the walking tour of this artist in Oak Park, Illinois. I think this is Frank Lloyd Wright.
It is architect Frank Lloyd Wright.
Wow.
Great pull there, Matt.
Oh, Falling Water, yeah.
Yep.
I know the house.
Fun fact about Falling Water, Angelina Jolie gave a present to Brad Pitt with a private tour because he's a huge architecture fan, and they took over Falling Water for a few hours. I was lucky enough to be in a tree a mile away spying on them through my camera.
Yeah.
It seemed like a fun party.
Right. Talked about architect Ted Mosby earlier, architect Frank Lloyd right now. There's a lot of synergy.
It's synergy. It's an architecture-heavy show, but inside of a car, which is architects, you know. Actually, speaking of engineering, that's going to be our next question, which is question 8, I believe. Germany is known for their engineering, but it was a little too much engineering that led to this group being the first artist to ever have a Grammy Award rescinded.
Okay, I'm locked in.
I'm locked in.
Oh, Jeff, quick on the draw there. Jeff, let's start with you.
I feel like Milli Vanilli had their theirs rescinded.
Okay, and Matt?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they didn't blame rain. It was the engineering. Milli Vanilli.
It is Milli Vanilli. Great job, guys. All right, here comes the toll booth operator. Very nice beard. Hey, how's it going? Thank you. Okay. I don't know why I'm paying the toll booth or the toll from the back right seat, but I did. I threw the coins at him, but he asked for it. All right, so we're on to question 9. Almost ending the first round here. Oh wait, Niagara Falls on the right. Niagara Falls. We have some mm-hmm. pictures. So as a team, we left 8 p.m. from Chicago, drove overnight, and decided to go to Niagara Falls at 5 in the morning. We'll post a picture. We were on the American side, as Jeff, about every 2.5 minutes, said it's better on the Canadian side. But we wanted to see the American side.
It's not untrue.
Every 2.5 minutes. But the highlight of that trip was we saw the falls. They were beautiful. Wish you could have been there, Matt. But Matt was there in spirit mm-hmm. because we saw a black cat who stared at us and then scurried away. So I think that was Matt just being like, hey, guys, I'm here. It's okay.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And we saw the same black cat in Salem, which we went to.
Voiced by Nick Bakay.
There you go. The black cat, the mascot of Salem. All right. So question 9 is just going to be a sort of a riddle. It's just your basic riddle. So think of it that way. It's not totally a trivia question. It's a riddle. I am the beginning of everything, the end of everywhere, the beginning of eternity, and the end of time and space. What am I?
Locked in.
Okay. Matt is in.
I just kind of go into low power mode.
Jeff's in low power mode. He's got his hand on his head. He's kind of T-boying in a seated position.
I kind of sit like that a lot, though.
I think this might be one of the riddles from Batman Forever.
It might be, actually. I probably subconsciously or unconsciously took it from there. So
while watching it for the 20th time.
Yeah. Which one is it, Jeff? So you can correct me. Unconsciously or subconsciously? If it was Batman and I didn't know it.
It would be subconscious.
Subconsciously.
If you were unconscious, that would be interesting.
But I consciously hate you, so I got that one right.
I'll lock in with a guess.
Okay, let's start with Matt.
The letter E.
Okay, and Jeff?
I also went with a letter E, then I added on a little bit more. It's what I'm feeling right now, which is entropy.
Entropy, okay. Well, it is my middle initial. It's the letter E. Mm-hmm. So letter E at the end of everywhere, beginning of eternity, end of time and space. All right, and now for the last question in the first round of this road trip edition of Triviality. Ken is singling for some peanuts. Hold on. Here you go. All right. He's got some peanuts here. For anyone that wants to know, they are just salted peanuts, nothing special. Ken doesn't like the fancy things in life, no frills, just keep it simple. All right, so question number 10. If you took the number of U.S. states minus the number of states that call themselves commonwealths, how many states would remain? And 5 bonus points if you can name all 4. Ah, f***. Sorry. Oh, man.
Well, hey, Matt, do you think you can subtract 4 from 50?
Yeah, I'll rephrase it.
He didn't tell us how many states there were, so we had to know that.
All right, I'm going to rephrase.
I did know that.
I know you probably did.
Next up,
River City.
River City.
Question number 10. I'm basically just looking for 2 of the 4 states in the United States that call themselves commonwealths. So if you can just name 2 of them, you will get the points.
I am locked in.
Okay.
I am locked in.
All right. So Matt was a little unsure. So let's start with Matt.
Yeah, I think this is mostly a northeast, east coast kind of thing. So I'm 100% sure on Virginia. And the other one I came up with was Rhode Island.
Jeff?
So I agree with Matt on the Commonwealth of Virginia. That was the one I kind of figured you'd have. The other one, I think we left only a few hours ago behind us, and that would be the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Mm. It is Massachusetts. Matt, if you were with us at Geek Bowl, you would have learned that in Massachusetts on the Freedom Trail, but you did not.
I don't remember that from the Freedom Trail.
The Freedom Trail is everywhere in Massachusetts, and Massachusetts is everywhere in the Freedom Trail.
Where were the other two?
I don't actually remember the other two offhand.
You don't know the other two?
I knew there were 4. But I don't know. I don't remember specifically.
One is a powerhouse in basketball in college almost every year.
North Carolina?
Nope, another one. Kentucky?
Yes, Kentucky. Yeah.
And the other one, not this year. And the other one is the home state of our current Super Bowl champions, Pennsylvania.
So they are an East Coast-ish thing.
Yes, so just for the record, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. All right, so the first round is over, and we've tabulated the scores. Matt has 55 points, and Jeff is not too far behind with 40. So for the swing round today, there's actually going to be 11 questions worth 5 points apiece, and they're not really full questions. It's pretty simple, actually. We're all shown different types of advertising all throughout the day, whether it's on a piece of paper, on a sign, on a vehicle, anything like that. So what I'm going to ask you is actually animal-themed. I have a list of 11 companies, and I just want to know what animal or creature is on their logo. Does everyone understand? Okay. All right, so number 1 is going to be MSN. Number 2, Lacoste. Number 3, Swarovski. Number 4, Red Bull. Number 5, Bacardi. Number 6, Saab. Number 7, Peugeot.
These are interesting.
How do you spell?
Peugeot.
P-U-E-G-O-T.
That's correct. Number 8, World Wildlife Fund.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting for that one.
I think I know all of these.
Number 9, Greg Norman Apparel.
Okay, I'm out.
Oh. I know that one.
Number 10, Abercrombie & Fitch. And number 11 is Echo Unlimited. I'm just going to go through one more time, and I'm going to be pretty specific here to help you guys out. Also, one thing on what answers I'm going to accept. Some of these may have one or more of a creature on the logo, and you have to be specific. So not just name the animal, okay? Number 1, tech company MSN. Number 2, clothing company Lacoste. Number 3, jewelry company Swarovski. Number 4, energy drink Red Bull. Number 5, alcohol Bacardi. Number 6, vehicle Saab. Number 7, vehicle Peugeot. Number 8, organization, the World Wildlife Fund. Number 9, clothing, Greg Norman Apparel. Number 10, clothing, Abercrombie & Fitch. And number 11, clothing, Echo Unlimited.
I'm tattooing them on my skin right now.
Memento.
I keep seeing the Seat logo in my head, so I just have to get to Peugeot. The rest of them, I'm either sure that I know them or sure that I don't know them. So,
well, what I find interesting about all of this are these are some logos that you might see all the time, and sometimes you just never recognize what's inside the logo.
Matt right. is probably not seeing Saab logos, as they went defunct about 5 years ago. And Peugeot is not sold in the U.S., so probably not seeing many of those either.
Well, we are an international show. That's all for all those international fans.
Yeah.
We're pointing to you, Australia, United Kingdom.
One guy in Finland.
And our one friend in Finland. Please send us an email. We don't know your name, but we want to get to know you. We want to visit Finland.
Lauri Markkanen.
It is Lauri. We didn't want to give away his name because he has some star power, but it is Lauri Markkanen.
Yeah.
I was going to ask a Lauri Markkanen trivia question today, but I didn't because I knew it would be too easy for Matt. Matt, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he has hit the most three-pointers by a rookie the fastest out of any rookie, right?
Yeah, he was the fastest to 100 threes.
Fastest to 100 threes, that's what it was.
He beat out Damian Lillard by, like, I think a game and a half or two games. All right, I'm locked in with the ones that I know.
I'm just taking another moment on the Peugeot one.
Well, Jeff, you're supposed to do that at a rest stop.
Nope. I've been holding this about 15 hours right now, and I'm going to keep going.
You're the David Blaine of triviality.
I wish being locked in a block of ice would be really nice right now. And I think I'm good.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to go down the list, ask you, and get your answers. So the first one was MSN. So let's go with Matt.
I had no idea. I just put dog.
Okay.
I like dogs.
All right. And Jeff?
MSN. I guess maybe I was thinking about the telecom. I went peacock.
All right. Well, the answer is butterfly. There's a butterfly right above the N of MSN.
Yeah.
All right, number two was Lacoste. Let's go to Matt.
Well, this is one where you said you had to be specific, so I wasn't sure if I was going to see you later or in a while, but I went with later and put alligator.
Yeah, this is one that I could have gone either way, but for the sake of consonants, I went crocodile.
And it is the Lacoste crocodile.
Mm.
It could have gone either way. I was in the same boat.
That's a rough one to lose.
All right, number three. Swarovski, Matt.
I don't even know what that is. I put a bear, but then when you said it was jewelry, I know that's probably not right, but I have bear.
Okay, and Jeff.
I feel like that one is a swan, but I don't know for sure.
Quit looking at me, swan. It is a swan. That was a Billy Madison impression that doesn't really fit what's going on here, but...
And wasn't very good, but you know.
It wasn't. Matt, Swarovski are those crystal stores that you see in all the malls.
Oh.
And we're actually parked right now because Ken's running in to get a nice trinket for someone. So
he's missing a couple little bedazzlings for his phone. So
one moment, there's actually a station wagon here next to us, and it's on fire, pointing with Wally World signs. So it looks like they're going to Wally World. So good for them.
I didn't see any.
I saw them when you and Mom were trying to fold the map.
Audrey, when they close the road, they put up big signs like this one.
No time to help. We have a trivia podcast to get on with.
Yeah, we have to do it. All right, number four, Matt, was Red Bull. What did you say?
Well, it seemed way too easy, but I'm pretty sure the logo is two bulls.
Two bulls.
It is two bulls. Just wanted to be specific about it because there are two bulls butting heads, as Matt said. So even though it's called Red Bull, there are two bulls.
Fair enough.
All right, moving on. Number five was Bacardi. Matt, I probably takes some Bacardi.
I know this one
often,
so
what do you got, Matt?
Yeah, no, Bacardi is garbage rum. but their logo is some kind of bat-looking thing, so I said a bat.
Okay, Jeff?
I also went bat.
It is a bat, and you heard it here first. Bacardi is garbage rum, according to Matt.
I had read that people only still drink Bacardi so rappers can rhyme it with party.
Okay, I mean, that's a valid reason. If you're so maybe it's owned by a music producer.
It's not a valid reason.
Next one was Saab, a vehicle of Jerry Seinfeld on Seinfeld. So, Matt, what do you got?
Yeah, I didn't know this one at all. I put a ram.
Okay. And Jeff?
I believe this one is a dragon.
Ooh, pretty close.
It's a griffin?
It is a griffin. It's a griffin. It's pretty close, Jeff, with the mythical creature. Okay. Peugeot, the French automaker. Matt, what did you put for that?
Oh, I just put dog again because I still don't know.
Okay, and Jeff?
I couldn't get a couple of them out of my head. Renault, its main competitor, is a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a couple other makers in my head. Sayat, which has like kind of like a phoenix on their logo. I was still thinking it was some kind of bird. So I said eagle.
Okay. So eagle and dog. It is actually a lion.
Oh, yes, it is. It very much so is, yeah.
It is a lion.
Yeah. As soon as you said that, I could see it now. It's kind of like a rectangular logo. Well, rounded corners, and then it's a little wider at the top. It's got the lion in the middle and it says Peugeot on the bottom.
That's right. Well, the next one, I was just going to say WWF, but I know there could be some confusion there.
Yeah.
So I went with the World Wildlife Fund. What do you have, Matt?
Yeah, the reason that the WWF is currently the WWE, I have a shirt with two pandas hitting each other over the head with steel chairs. It's a panda.
Okay. And Jeff?
I don't know if pandas are worth saving. If an animal won't breed on its own in captivity, it's probably a lost cause. I said the panda.
Okay, and Jeff giving us a little inkling of his OkCupid profile.
Jeff is very anti-panda. I did not expect that.
Jeff is very anti-panda, and unless it's a red panda, maybe. Do you like red pandas?
Oh, sure, of course. They're adorable.
Okay. Logo of Firefox, but that's not a question. But no, it is a panda. You are correct. Designer would be proud of you both. All right. So
I get that.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. So the next one was a little sports related, which is probably why Jeff didn't get it, or he won't get it. We'll see, though. Matt, what do you have for Greg Norman?
Well, for all of our Aussie listeners, Greg Norman from Australia, known as the Shark. So I said Shark.
All right. Jeff.
I had no idea, so I got nothing.
It is Shark.
Famously known for melting down in the Masters and blew like a 5-stroke lead in like the last two holes.
I kind of remember that.
Not as cool as the Golden Bear, though, Jack Nicklaus, but still. The second to last one is a location where I hold my breath every time I walk past because of the cologne and perfume seeping out of its doors. Along with Easy Tanner, it would be Abercrombie and Fitch. So, Matt, what do you have for that?
Yeah, I always found Hollister to be the worst smelling of the two, but I think this one is a moose.
All right, and Jeff?
I thought this one was an eagle.
Okay, so Hollister is a bird, but Abercrombie and Fitch...
Also, American Eagle is an eagle.
American Eagle is an eagle. But Abercrombie and Fitch is a moose. And a few years back, people didn't like the moose logo in the United States, so they kind of... moved away with it, but overseas it's still a moose on the logo.
Yeah, they're mostly known for just having plain shirts that just say like Abercrombie and Fitch. They don't really have the logo as much as some of the other companies, so yeah, so it'd be tougher to know that one if you haven't seen it a lot.
Yeah, I used to have a summer high school job where I would stand outside of Abercrombie and Fitch shirtless.
Right.
I wasn't employed by Abercrombie and Fitch, but you know, it was freelance. It was freelance. The last one here is sort of a clothing that sometimes skaters wear. Echo Unlimited. What do you have, Matt?
Something you used to purchase at your local Gadzooks. I believe it's a rhino.
Okay, and Jeff?
That makes sense upon hearing it, but I couldn't get Gecko out of my head, so I went Gecko.
It is a rhino. So after the swing round, Matt has 90 and Jeff has 65. We still have 10 questions here in the final for Jeff to come back.
Oh, this is probably the best game I've ever played. So I'm going to do all of my games from my bed from now on, just so you guys know.
So in order for you to have your best game, we have to do the game while driving, and you have to be in bed. You have to be in bed.
Yeah, that's how this works.
Maybe we'll just Skype you in for all our trivia nights. And you'll just have like an iPad. We'll have Jeff's iPad with your face and you're in bed. The fact that we're Skyping Matt in on a small recorder and recording a podcast while driving cross country is pretty cool. So
thanks a lot to our Patreon subscribers who were able to get us this new Zoom recorder so we can record on the road.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you said that. So, yes, Patreon subscribers, which you guys can join at patreon.com/trivialitypodcast. This new recorder is all thanks to you. So we're going to be posting a picture of the recorder and also a picture of our live game that we did last week on our Patreon. So if you haven't seen it, make sure you check it out. So thank you once again to all of you guys. And if you guys want to check it out, go to the website. All right. Round two is going to start with this question. He might have been born in Oklahoma, but this television and film actor, whose real first name is Carlos, was just made an honorary Texan in 2017 for his contributions to the state in a fictional law enforcement capacity.
Oh, I'm in. That's Carlos Danger, right?
Yes. Callback. All right, Jeff is in. Wait, Slugbug.
It's my shoulder, Neil.
Locked in.
Okay, Matt is locked in. So let's start with Matt.
So I'm thinking this is possibly a Texas Ranger, so I'm going with Chuck Norris.
All right, and Jeff?
When I think of television actors who portrayed police officers of note in Texas, There is only one. Chuck Norris.
It is Chuck Norris. Are we running low on gas here?
Yeah. We'll probably have to walk to get some fuel. So you'll probably find our corpses on the side of the road.
I pulled up my jeans so you can see a little bit of my calf. So if that helps and you want to stop, please stop.
Let that be a beacon towards you guys.
Little beacon. Here's a little mid-game trivia. That shot was used in what film that won the Big Five? The Big Five Oscars.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
No, I'm talking about the leg. The leg being used to stop a car. Clark Gable.
I'm, of course, kidding, because Close Encounters, though it's great, was never going to win the Big Five.
Oh, okay. All right. A little salty back here, and it's not just the peanuts. No, it happened one night. Frank Capra film.
Ah.
Okay. Oh.
All right. The audience erupts. Okay. The next question two. British engineer. One moment, please. It's a little rocky road here. But mm-hmm. Just so you guys know, if you want to have some fun, you can go to the... I can't read it. That was a car dealership. Sorry.
But yep, a lot of fun there.
They're having a sale on Kia Souls, though. All right. Question two. British engineer Sir Barnes Wallace invented this weapon designed to avoid underwater defenses such as torpedo nets and the ability to detonate at a predetermined time.
Well, I apparently misread or misheard the question. Didn't hear weapon. I was thinking it was a periscope, so I said periscope.
Okay. And Jeff?
Mines?
It's actually the bouncing bomb. It would be dropped from a plane, and it would skip across the water and not get caught by submarine deforces. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that sounds vaguely familiar. Hold on.
Thank you, Siri. Jeff, Siri is, I believe, Australian, right, Jeff? Yeah, it's Australian. Anytime we can feel like we're down under in nice weather. So we're just looking for a gas station here. We see some wind turbines. I don't know, there's not a lot of gas stations here. But there's a guy selling mangoes on the side of the road.
Yeah, they were making fun of me for my Australian Siri the other day.
I enjoyed the Australian Siri. I have Australian Siri on mine as well. And what's funny about it is every time she tells me, you know, an answer, she goes, go pies. So
that's made up.
All right, question.
It's about as made up as the time I tried to send an email to Yvonne Strahovski just so I could have her voice recorded instead of Siri's, but...
Well, a restraining order does not count as an autograph, Jeff. all right, so the next question three. Conan O'Brien's sidekick shares his last name with a man who developed a scale to measure what?
Oh, I got it.
All right.
You're looking for the thing that it measures, right?
The thing that it measures, correct.
Oh, yeah. It took me forever to come up with him, despite the fact that I watched him in five separate roles on Arrested Development in season 3.
Well, let's start with Jeff. What do you got?
I believe that would be Andy Richter, and the Richter scale measures seismic activity.
All right. And Matt?
I said earthquakes. So.
And yes, seismic activity and earthquakes, it is the Richter scale. So you're both correct. You're getting points.
Turn right. Sydney Cabal, turn right.
All right.
Oh, geez, Siri.
Sorry, Siri. We're stopping at the Seneca Hawk, which is a very angry sounding gas station. But they do have a propane exchange. So that's nice.
Propane and propane accessories.
There's a nice man filling up his Subaru here. He kind of looks like Michael McDonald. Was it self-service in New York? We had that problem. So
we were just at full service, yeah.
In New Jersey, you're not allowed to pump your own gas.
Did you see that they're going to change that in Oregon? And all the Oregonians were losing their shit. Oh, so funny. My favorite, though, it was like a guy who was like, he was on Twitter. And he's like, I'm a 65-year-old man. Like, I've never had to pump gas. This stuff is really dangerous. Like, I can't believe they're going to make me do this. And I saw one of the comments was like, I'm from Pennsylvania, and we pump our own gas. I would be happy to come there and teach you how to do it for like $65 an hour or something like that.
Yeah. There was one that was like, I don't want to smell like gas all day.
And oh, that was like, my favorite.
How do you think you pump gas?
Yeah, you're
just
always
spilling
getting
it on yourself.
Yeah, you're always getting drenched in your own gas.
It was literally like, we need professionals to do this, and I could not take it. And
they're like, it's taken away a job from somebody.
Well, fair enough. I mean, that's not untrue.
So did self-checkouts, but they're way better. So,
I mean, if I don't have to talk to people.
Question four. What NFL division is the only one where all four teams have won a Super Bowl?
All right, I am locked in.
Oh, Jeff knows it so fast. I mean, I'm locked in too, but I'm just impressed.
Matt was locked in earlier than Jeff even heard the question, probably. all right, so let's start with Jeff then.
Well, at first I thought you said conference. So I was like, ah, got it, trick question. And then I had to think about it for a moment. I think this just happened to the NFC East.
All right, Matt?
Yeah, the Redskins, I think, won it in the early 90s, or they won it with those Hogs. And then the Giants have definitely won it. Cowboys have definitely, and then the Eagles just won. So NFC East is the answer.
That is correct. It is the NFC East.
The most important 3 years, of course, were all three that Tom Brady was sent packing.
All right, so moving on to question five, it's another listener-submitted question. This one comes from Matt Hiller, so thank you, Matt. The genus Aptenodytes, from the ancient Greek meaning without feather or wing, and diver, refers to what animal? Or it could be Aptenodytes, perhaps? It's Aptenodytes.
Without feather or wing. And diver?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where feather or wing come into this.
I'm locked in.
Okay.
All right, I'll lock in.
All right, let's start with Matt.
All right, so at first I was kind of thinking maybe like ostrich. They don't really fly and they stick their heads in the sand. But then I went in a completely different direction. I thought maybe they saw these animals diving into the water a bunch, and I went with otter.
All right, otter. And Jeff?
Ooh, that's really good. Yeah, I couldn't come up with something that was like, yeah, obviously not a bird, but you know, something that dives a lot. I was thinking of a lot of birds that do dive, penguins and heron and all the other stuff. I think the ostrich thing where they stick their head in the sand is actually a myth, but I'm not sure. But I just went with a rather large mammal. I went dolphin.
All right, well, you both won't be getting points, unfortunately, but you both, actually one of you did say the answer when you were thinking about it. It was penguin.
Ooh.
Oh,
penguin.
I had penguin in my head too, but they have wings.
And they have feathers. They have wings and feathers.
Right. Well, it's mm-hmm. it's the ancient Greeks, so you know, they weren't they didn't go to Harvard where we just came from, so
I mean, I didn't go to Harvard and I knew that they have feathers and wings.
But at least that's where the root word comes from, so. All right. So, thank you Matt Hiller for that. So, I don't know much about penguins, so I couldn't really go farther into that, so we'll have to Google it.
It's penguin, don't you dare run away. What's that? Billy Madison, right?
Billy Madison. That's two Billy Madison references in one show. I like it.
Too many.
Too many. Ooh.
Not tortilla chips.
What did Ken get? Oh, got some popcorn. All right. So after question five in the second round, it is 120 to Matt and 95 for Jeff. So Jeff is closing the gap here. Let's see if he can overtake Matt. Question number six. What plastic toy, originally called the Pluto Platter, was invented by Fred Morrison in 1951 and probably a favorite of Oddjob?
He said Pluto Platter.
I'm locked in.
The Pluto Platter. Jeff is locked in, so feel free to tell us what you're thinking, Matt.
All right. Well, what I know about Oddjob is that he is from James Bond, which Neil has an affinity for, so I'm not surprised there's an Oddjob clue in there. He's short, and that's why he was banned from GoldenEye when we used to play.
Ken is nodding in agreement as he's stuffing popcorn in his face.
Yeah, he was a cheap character because you couldn't auto aim on him; you had to aim down, which doesn't help me at all. Pluto Platter does nothing for me. At the time, it was a planet, so good on that. I guess I'm going to say Jax.
Jax. Okay. All right. And Jeff, what do you have?
So what do I know about Oddjob? He likes to throw his bowler hat, so I said mm-hmm. Frisbee.
It is a Frisbee.
I was thinking bowler hat, and he threw it, but I couldn't come up with a toy.
Yep.
Yeah, it took me forever to come up with a toy, and then I was like Pluto, and I was like...
You were like, what? There's a big, big gap there, Jeff.
Well, Ken, off.
Yeah, bad naming, whoever came up with that. 1951's ad executive, John Hamm.
John Hamm. Yep. It was. Let's just blame John Hamm. John Hamm is the reason frisbees suck. All right. Question number 7 is going to be our second road trip question. That is a literature-based road trip question, but it's a little bit of geography. In the book Roughing It by Mark Twain, he travels west by stagecoach from St. Louis to California and then to a collection of islands now known as what?
I'll lock in with a guess.
All right.
So how many? Yeah, I'm locked in.
All right, Matt is locked in.
I don't know.
All right, Matt, what's your answer?
Some islands off California. I just said Alcatraz.
Okay, and Jeff?
I figured he was stabbing further westward, and I went Hawaii.
Jeff is correct. So he was going to the Sandwich Islands, which we now call Hawaii.
Oh, that seemed too easy, and that's why I didn't say it.
And in the novel, he also visits the Mormons in Salt Lake City and gold prospectors in Nevada.
Secretly, I was hoping it was Catalina Island, home of the famous Catalina wine mixer.
So Jeff, with that correct answer, has just narrowed the gap to 5 points. It is 120 to 115, almost to the end of this round. Here is the next question. Before he was doing rap battles and music numbers on crosswalks, this Brit won a Tony for his performance in One Man, Two Governors.
I'm locked in.
Something to do with Hamilton, but I don't know. And I can't think of any Brits. So I'm just going to say Hugh Laurie.
Okay, Hugh Laurie, and let's go to Jeff.
The only Brit I can think of that does rap battles, and I may be way off base here, is James Corden.
Well, you may have seen him on an episode of Doctor Who on a great sitcom in Britain as well. It is the host of the Late Late Show, James Corden.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so James Corden does some rap battles. There's a particularly good one with Helen Mirren you should check out. And then also his crosswalk musicals are awesome. So if you like musical theater at all, crosswalk musicals are a lot of fun. All right, so we're almost nearing the end of this round. And what better way to end the round than with two questions that sort of have Oscar around them, since we're coming up on the Oscars here. So the first question, number 9, what Oscar-winning actress from L.A. Confidential played a cadaver in Tom Petty's Mary Jane's Last Dance music video?
I'm locked in.
Do you know this one, Ken? Yep, Ken knows it.
I think I have an idea, so I'm locked in.
All right, let's start with Jeff.
This is a guess. I think the woman who was one of the leads in L.A. Confidential was Kim Basinger, so that's what I said.
All right.
Yeah.
And Matt?
Yeah, the only two people I can name from that movie is Kevin Spacey and Kim Basinger, so I said Kim Basinger.
It is Kim Basinger.
Wow.
Great job. And for our final question, another Oscar-related question. All right, so here we go. After winning an Oscar for Jerry Maguire, Cuba Gooding Jr. told Hollywood to show him the money. In return, they gave him snow dogs. If the NFL rang him up to pay him boatloads of money, what team would most likely sign him due to his experience wearing their colors in Jerry Maguire?
Mm-hmm. I have never seen Jerry Maguire.
Ditto.
Help me help you, Matt. I'll give you the DVD.
I'm going to lock
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'm locked in too.
All right. So before I give you guys the answer, I'm just going to tell you a little story. When I met Steven Spielberg, which you guys know from episode 12, I also met a very, very intoxicated Cuba Gooding Jr. And he was stumbling around. And the thing I'll remember is he gave me a big hug. We took a picture. And for about 10 minutes, all he did was scream towards the stage and said, "Tom, I love you, Tom. You're my buddy, bro. You're my boy, Tom." And Tom Cruise never came to greet him, unfortunately. But he was a very nice man, just very, very intoxicated. But Jeff, what team did he play for in Jerry Maguire?
Well, I when you said wear their colors, I figured it had to be pretty distinct. So I guessed the purple and gold of the Minnesota Vikings.
All right, the Minnesota Vikings. And Matt?
Yeah, I mean, from what I remember, he's living in a fancy house, and I think it's like off the beach. So my guess was that he was a player for the Miami Dolphins.
All right, he says Miami Dolphins, and Ken is signing me with an AZ. It was the Arizona Cardinals.
I did kind of have a like a white and red in my head, but that didn't narrow it down as far as teams, so.
And after regulation, Jeff has taken the lead 135 to 130 going into the final round. As you guys know, it's going to be five categories where you can wager 0 to 30 of the points that you've accrued. And I'm going to give you those categories right now. Category 1, sports ball elites. Question number 2 is going to be in YA lit.
No.
I feel like you may have made a joke about that category before.
Question number 3 is going to be not a comic book movie sequel. Question number 4, baby, it's cold, really cold outside. And number 5, statues galore. So think about those guys, and we'll get your wagers here. All I'm going to say here is whatever Jeff took from that homeless man outside the gas station, it's really helped him because he's just coming back with a fury.
There was one point where Jeff had gotten 6 out of 7 questions.
All right, everyone, the wagers are in. Before we get to the questions here, I just want to say one more time thank you to everyone in Boston for a wonderful Geek Bowl experience that we had 2 weeks ago. Loved meeting all of you. It was just a pleasure to talk to all of you in person, put a face to a name or a face to a voice, and we couldn't be happier with the wonderful world of listeners that we have. So thank you so much, and we love when you interact with us, so keep doing it. We love putting out the show for you. It's all about you guys, so we're just here to serve you. So thank you so much. All right, so question 1 in sports ball elites, and it's called sports ball because of one of our listeners, David Levesey, so shout out to you, my friend. Philadelphia now joins New York, Boston, Chicago, and what city as the only cities with a team to win the World Series, Stanley Cup, Super Bowl, and NBA title?
What were the teams that have already been set?
Philadelphia joins New York, Boston, Chicago, and what city as the only cities with a team to win the World Series, Stanley Cup, Super Bowl, and NBA title? Question 2. Oh, come on. That guy, that was a bad move. All right, so question 2 was in YA Lit. What young adult novel written by Lois Lowry won the 1994 Newbery Medal and was inspired by her own father's memory loss? Moving on to question 3, in the category of not a comic book movie sequel. I haven't done this in a while. I'm looking for that movie sequel where an escaped Blade took Tony Stark hostage in a forest only to be confronted by an apathetic Two-Face.
All right, one more time.
That movie sequel where an escaped Blade took Tony Stark hostage in a forest only to be confronted by an apathetic Two-Face.
Well, I've got all the actors. I'm not going to find a film.
Question 4 in Baby, It's Cold, Really Cold Outside. I have a list of the 11 coldest recorded temperatures outside of Antarctica. Number 1 is the earliest recorded in 1933, and number 11 is the most recent in 1999. Two countries appear on this list twice. I want you to name them. All right, and the final question in the category of statues galore. Certain iconic statues symbolize the cities they reside in. Mannequin Peace in Brussels, the Statue of Liberty in New York, Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro, or Blank in Copenhagen, Denmark, a bronze statue by Edvard Eriksson. Both contestants have locked in with their answers. All right, so the first question was in the category of sports ball elites. Matt wagered 30 and Jeff wagered 10. I was just asking you, along with Philadelphia, New York, Boston, and Chicago, what city joins them as the only cities to win a World Series, Stanley Cup, Super Bowl, and NBA title? So let's start with Jeff.
So I kind of tried to go through and figure out what cities I could eliminate for not having one of those teams. I know confidently that the Lakers have won, the Kings have won. I feel pretty sure that either the Rams or the Raiders won when they were in L.A. And that just left the question of whether the Dodgers or maybe one of the other teams that was in L.A. at that time had won. But I stuck with it. I guessed L.A. That was my best guess.
Okay, and Matt.
Yeah, Dodgers have definitely won a World Series, and pretty sure it's the Raiders when they were still in L.A. before they moved to Oakland, so Los Angeles is what I'm saying.
All right, and the correct answer is Los Angeles. All right, question 2 was in YA Lit. All right, and both competitors bet zero, so they have nothing to lose here. Although Jeff sounded like he knew the answer and wish he had bet more. I was looking for the novel by Lois Lowry that was inspired by her own father's memory loss. Jeff?
I couldn't remember. I was getting it confused with Number of the Stars, so that would be my official final answer.
Okay, and Matt?
I had no answer because I don't read YA Lit.
Okay, well, this is one of my favorite books that I read as a young adult, who the books are written for, and it was The Giver.
Yeah. Oh.
I kept wanting to say The Giving
I Tree, just watched The Giver, the movie adaptation. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, actually. I thought I heard bad things, but it wasn't that bad. All right, so question three was in the category of not a comic book movie sequel. Matt wagered 10 and Jeff wagered 20. I was looking for the movie that starred Blade, Tony Stark, and Two-Face. In reality, it was the actors that portrayed them, and it was a sequel. So, Jeff, do you know what movie I was talking about?
Well, Blade is Wesley Snipes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Two-Face in question is probably not Aaron Eckhart, but it could be. He's my favorite Two-Face. I couldn't get to the movie. I couldn't get there.
All right, and Matt, what did you have?
The only movie I could think of with Tommy Lee Jones and Wesley Snipes in it is U.S. Marshals.
It is, wow. U.S. Marshals.
Never seen it.
Yes, it is. It's the sequel to The Fugitive, and it's spoilers. It's actually, I'm not going to spoil it for you because it's kind of a nice turn, so I won't say anything. But yes, it is Robert Downey Jr., Wesley Snipes, and Tommy Lee Jones. And the clue there was apathetic Two-Face because he doesn't care.
I don't care.
All right.
I don't care.
That's right. All right. Question four was in sort of in science. It was Baby, It's Cold, Really Cold Outside. 0 points wagered by Matt, and Jeff went big with 30 because I think he realized it was going to be a science question by the clue. So I said I had the 11 coldest recorded temperatures outside of Antarctica, and two countries appeared on that list twice, and I wanted you to name them. So let's start with Matt.
I had no idea, so I just said Iceland, which sounds cold, and Russia, which I know is usually cold.
I'm almost positive. They get really cold readings from Vladivostok Station all the time in Russia. That one I'm certain of. The other one, I wanted to go Canada, but I'm going to go the United States.
All right. Well, I'm just going to read the countries here. Finland, China, Sweden, Kyrgyzstan, Mongolia, Canada, Greenland, Russia, and Russia, and the United States and United States. So that's 30 points to Jeff.
Yeah.
And for the record, the coldest temperature there is negative 67.7 degrees Celsius in Siberia, 1933. And in the final question, the category was statues galore. Matt wagered 10, Jeff wagered 0. All right, so this one was a bunch of famous statues, and I was looking for the name of the famous bronze statue in Copenhagen, Denmark, that was made by Edvard Eriksson. So Jeff had nothing to lose. So Jeff, what did you put?
I put the statue of Niels Bohr.
Okay, the statue of Niels Bohr. And Matt, what did you have?
I don't know why I thought I would know anything about statues. I just put a statue of Danish Liberty. This is probably not right.
Statue of Danish Liberty. And before I give you the answer, we're actually passing an exit for Ripley, so shout out to Alien. All right, well, the statue by Edvard Eriksson that is located in Langelini Promenade is the Little Mermaid. Right on the water, the Little Mermaid.
Under the sea. Gotcha.
All right, so after tabulating the scores, it was pretty stressful. We had to pull over because Jeff hocked up some of the pizza from last night. It is 160 to 155, and today's cream of the crop is Matt.
Cream of the crop, yeah. The cream of the crop!
I did not enjoy this.
Jeff did not enjoy it. I think he was changing the AC to heat, to AC to heat. He was unsure. Temperature was all over the place. Matt, how did you like doing it today, Skyping
in? I loved it. Full night of sleep.
Well, first of all,
at home. It was great for me.
Sorry to interrupt, guys. Breaking news. We are entering Pennsylvania.
You made it.
Pennsylvania, where we're told to pursue our happiness.
It seems that Neil has just left his state of confusion.
I have left my state of confusion. I haven't really eaten anything, and I have my big bottle of water here. Well, great job, guys, on the game there. Just wanted to say a very heartfelt thank you to our other co-host, Ken, who's been driving this whole time. We didn't want him to interact with us on a vocal way just to make sure that we were safe when we were driving and following the rules of the road. But thank you to Matt for joining us. thank you once again, as Matt said, to our Patreon subscribers for this awesome recorder that is mobile enough to let us do it in a car. So it's pretty awesome how technology works. And you guys know where to find us, at Triviality Pod on Facebook and Twitter. And on behalf of Ken, Matt, and Jeff, my name is Neil, and that was Triviality.
It was in Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls! Slowly I turned, and step by step, inch by inch, I walked up to him and I smashed him. I knocked him down.